Thank you, Chair. Conference, Alex and Joe are representing this party at the Haas talks, and we know that when they do, they will be there speaking to reflect the integrity of this party's care for the past. That was epitomised by the speeches that we heard earlier this afternoon, because we're a party that cares about making sure that our past is properly addressed and resolved, not to dwell on wounds, not to score points about people who may have committed terrible misdeeds in the past and who might be in different positions now, but because the past really hurts and it still matters, and in particular when people are being offered denial and obfuscation and evasion, then the past is a continuing issue of grievance that needs to be addressed and needs to be properly resolved. And that's why when we were negotiating the agreement, we were very clear that the issues of victims and the issues of the past needed to be addressed. And the agreement made commitments, as we have heard, and those commitments were not properly followed and not properly honoured. But it was not for any want of trying on the part of the SDLP. And even when it came to us making the big moves and the big pushes in relation to policing, let's be very clear, if it wasn't for the SDLP insistence on the police ombudsman having powers to investigate issues from the past wasn't going to be dealt with then. The line from everybody else was draw a line under the past. And the HET, imperfect as it was as a model, and it wasn't exactly what we wanted, but there wouldn't have been anything like it had it not have been for the pressure from the SDLP. And Paul Murphy has been on record to say that the SDLP were the only party that actually lobbied or asked for anything in relation to historic inquiries on the part of policing. And that when Hugh Ord was in discussions with him on budget, all he was getting from other parties was they didn't want anything to do with any issues from the past being investigated or looked at. So it was only the SDLP who was pushing on those issues. But it wasn't just in relation to policing, because we recognised that many victims had differing needs for truth, recognition and for remembrance. But it's not just victims who have that need as well. We as a society have that need. And one only has to read the book Lethal Allies to know that the issues there aren't just questions for those families and those communities that were deeply affected and assaulted by that violence. It's all of us as a community, as a democratic entity, who should be scandalised by those events and who need to make sure that the truth is properly reflected. And that truth has to be properly reflected at a number of levels. But the Haas talks, of course, give us now an opportunity of addressing and coming forward in the past. And I hope that all the parties who have tried to run away from the past and who have given incoherent and inconsistent positions in relation to the past will actually come good at last. I don't know how many different positions we have heard from the DUP on the past. Draw a line under the past. No more inquiries, no more looking back, concentrate on the future. But then they come along with victims that they decide they like, victims that are worthy in their books, and they want maybe something done about them, or they want them to be talked about, or their case to be talked about, but they don't want other issues of the past to be talked about. And we get this complete incoherence and inconsistency from the DUP and others. We have Sinn Féin, of course, say they want a comprehensive international independent truth process. Do they really? They weren't looking for it after the agreement. They were opposing us when we were trying to get that after the agreement. And at the various Hillsboroughs, at Leeds Castle, at Weston Park, at all those times when we were pressing for the outstanding issues in relation to the victims in the past to be addressed, Sinn Féin were making it clear to the two governments that nothing was to be done on the past. And that's why, I mean, the very worthy idea that is in place now, the Victims Forum. When we were pressing for a Victims Forum at the Hillsborough talks in 2003, and we were saying one of the reasons why we need the Victims Forum is clearly the parties, the process is failing to deal with the past and come up with ways of addressing the past. Maybe allow a Victims Forum, at least deliberate on ways and models and issues or whatever to at least give us some light to go by. Victims Forum wasn't part of the Way Forward declaration that was made at that time by the two governments. Why? The two governments told us very clearly, because Sinn Féin and the UUP had both made it very clear they wanted no such thing and they didn't want anything on the past. So let's be very, very clear. That was the position. And of course, the real truth about Sinn Féin's position on the past was when we had the so-called On the Runs legislation in 2005. And remember, that legislation, that bill, which really only the SDLP really, really actively opposed, because Peter Robinson made it clear to me at the time that they thought I was going a bit overboard. They thought I was, I had kind of lost it a bit, the degree to which I was opposing this at committee stage and the volume of amendments. And Peter Robinson had made it clear to me that the DUP's only interest in opposing the bill was to make sure they could hang it around David Trimble's neck, to make sure that it was, that everybody saw it as linked to Weston Park, that this was a result of Weston Park and this was David Trimble. But that bill was never been made a deal breaker. The DUP never said, as they were working with the two governments and Sinn Féin in the build-up to the return of devolution, they never said this is a deal maker. Never, ever said it. So they were quite prepared. Why? Because they could see that a lot of the issues of the past were going to be buried by that bill as well. Because remember, what that bill was allowing for was anybody to go along in secret to a tribunal and claim indemnity for something that they did during the Troubles. That tribunal would issue them with a certificate of indemnity, and that would be that. Those people couldn't be prosecuted or questioned or anything in relation to anything like that. And that was going to happen to anybody, to security forces, to loyalists, to Republican paramilitaries. And of course, rightly, victims' families were indignant about that. And Eugene Reavy was here earlier, and Eugene Reavy was one of the people who accompanied some of us to see Peter Hayne in the Christmas week in December 2005, when we went along with a number of victims again to spell out our opposition to that bill. And coincidentally, on the same day, Sinn Féin had a delegation to see Peter Hayne as well. And coincidentally, Sinn Féin brought some victims too, because they were feeling the pain, because we put the heat under that Hayne-Adams bill, as we called it at the time. And so Sinn Féin came under pressure to abandon their support for that bill, pretending that they didn't really know its other implications and all the rest. They knew full well what the import of that bill was. And it was the strength of that victim's opposition that moved Sinn Féin into having to drop support for that bill, and it meant then that that bill ended up being pulled and withdrawn. But just remember, if that bill had have passed, if we hadn't have engineered the opposition in the way in which we did and that bill had have passed, there would be no Hass talks. There wouldn't have been Eames Bradley. There wouldn't have been anything else. And do you know what else would have happened if that bill had have been passed? Anne Cadwallader's book would not be published. She could be prosecuted. Mercier Press could have been followed legally, because under that legislation, not only did the tribunal meet in secret and with these things issued and victims wouldn't know anything about, under that legislation, the only people who might go to jail in relation to crimes in the past would be anybody who was publishing or reporting that somebody had got a certificate and what they had got the certificate for. So just remember that. That's how close we came in relation to a complete corruption, a corrupt cover-up of the past. And the British government were at that, Sinn Féin were at that, and the Irish government were going along with it, because we got absolutely no assistance whatsoever from the Irish government when we were opposing that bill. And so it is important now that we get results in the Haas process, not just on the past, but on the other issues as well. But if we are looking to the Irish government and the British government to be co-guarantors, we need to remember. We need to remember that there needs to be vigilance there as well, because they haven't been very good guarantors in relation to the agreement's commitments in the past. I can remember, there's lots of memoirs being published now, so apparently no conversation during the peace process is privileged anymore or whatever, because if Alistair Campbell can write anything in a book, and then anybody else can tell any memoir. I can remember one of our meetings with the Irish government, and Bertie Ahern's Taoiseach taking me aside and saying, "Look, Mark, to tell you the truth, I really don't have a lot of time for the past. In fact, to be honest, I hate it when half the country's been dug up looking for bodies. That was the attitude. Just move on. Get over it. Yous are obsessed with it. Now, we couldn't move on and get over it because we knew that these were issues that needed to be addressed and resolved. We don't pretend and say that we have all of the answers or even that we had all of the questions, but we're honest enough and mature enough to know that they are out there and that they need to be resolved, and that unless they are properly resolved, they will become issues and difficult issues for other generations and for society at large. So it's a big test. And we owe it to Richard Haass and Megan O'Sullivan for all parties to give it their best effort. And yes, a lot of the answers are already here. Eames Bradley has given us a lot of the ways. There's a lot of good work already been done at so many levels in relation to the past. Things like theatre of witness and so many other things that can all be part of dealing with it and expressing it and addressing it in important ways. But it does mean that parties are going to have to be a bit more clean, be a bit more honest about it. And I don't know whether other parties are going to be up to that mark or not. And we also need to know that if we do come up with a new standard after Haass, we can't just be idle in relying on the two governments to be co-guarantors. We have to be very active and challenging to make sure that their co-guarantor role has some morality at the heart of it.